Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're back here on the feed on a Tuesday with another one of our Be Our Guest podcast community check-in shows that was recorded back on June 7th of 2020. This is another one of our evergreen shows where we take your calls for an hour and we discussed your least experienced attractions at Walt Disney World, and we try to figure out why. Is it the Swiss Family Treehouse in Adventureland at the Magic Kingdom? What about Primeval World, which is not going to be experienced ever again over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park? We get some pretty interesting calls and discussions going on because sometimes the attractions you experience the least are another person's favorite, you know, for sentimental reasons or for other reasons. So it's a great conversation to think about the parks. I hope you enjoy it today. Don't forget three ways to support the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote form. Mention the show, and you and I are going to be working together on your next Disney vacation, and I promise to work hard to earn your trust and to make your next vacation amazing. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So please use it as often as you can, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, become a patron of the show over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of polls, discussion, photos from behind the scenes, and even a mini podcast for our patrons over there. It's called Mike in the Midwest, fun stories of growing up here in Missouri. So please support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. Thanks to everybody who has joined us here in the Facebook Live broadcast. We have a full house here on a Saturday night. It's always so great to see Disney fans carving a little time out of a busy weekend, I'm sure, to come in talk Disney with us. We'll take your calls. We'll have a good time. And I think I have a fun topic that actually came from one of our patrons over on the Patreon group. So I love it. I'm looking at that. It's kind of like a little focus group because it's a smaller group. And people have thoughts and stuff for the show, and it's all of our shows. So I love that. Everybody that takes the time to listen, we're all a community here. Anything you have to say, let's go with it because you guys know what makes this show the best it can be, and I appreciate each and every one of you. So we have some news. You may have seen this if you were planning to travel to Walt Disney World here in June or early July. You're probably going to get an email this evening, and a lot of people have already gotten them from what I've seen. And what it tells you is if you're checking in before July 4th, I think it's the 4th. Let me pop this up just to make sure on my details. I just got this as the show started. Yep, it's June 22nd to July 4th. If you have a check-in date for that period, you have to take care of three things. You got to confirm or modify or cancel your reservation. So if you booked with me or a travel agent, let me know. We'll do that. There are some rules. You'll get all the rules in your email. If you don't, it's pretty simple. Basically, what it is, if you want to confirm your reservation, obviously, you got to know that the theme parks are not going to be open. You can only stay in the resorts that are open during this time, and that'll only be the select DVC resorts and the cabins at Fort Wilderness. So you don't have a lot of choices, and you do have to pay the difference in the resorts. So if you're at Pop Century, you can modify over to, say, like an Old Key West, but you would have to pay the difference in the price, the standard rates. You can also obviously cancel for a full refund there. If you want to modify to a future date in 2020, you can only modify at this point to the announced opened resorts, which are the DVC resorts. I would guess that would open up and maybe not, but right now the only thing we can book into on a modification is a DVC resort plus the cabins at Fort Wilderness. So just know that that's for reservations June 22nd through July 4th, 4th of July, and so that's that. All right, also in this email, you're going to get some information if you're heading down for just some things to think about. Disney's reaching out, you know, and saying that we've been missing the magic, which I totally get. They're going to talk about some health and safety measures. They're going to remind you that while visiting Walt Disney World Resort, all guests ages 2 and older, along with cast members, will be required to wear face coverings. And they have a link to learn more about that. Under theme parks and experiences, our theme parks and water parks will still be closed during your travel dates. We will begin a phased reopening on July 11th. However, Disney Springs is currently in a phased reopening with many retail and dining locations ready to welcome you. And they give a link for more information there. Under resorts, it says many Disney resort benefits and amenities will be temporarily unavailable. Select Disney Deluxe Villa Resorts and Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground will be open during your travel dates, but other Disney resorts will remain closed. And they give a link for that. It says if you have a reservation at a Disney resort hotel, it won't be open during your travel dates. Or if you have a room and theme park ticket package, you can choose to modify your plans by contacting your travel professional. Dining. During your stay, dining locations and experiences may be limited to manage capacity and foster physical distancing. They give a link about that. And our transportation, resort transportation around property will be available in limited capacity to allow for physical distancing. Also, if you're arriving via Orlando International Airport, you can still take advantage of Disney's Magical Express. Now, I've been scooping around here at some other sources today. That came straight from Disney about 10 minutes ago, actually 10 minutes before the show started. I'm trying to click in here and get to some other information. I did see, now this was interesting because Beach Club obviously has the Beach Club Villas, but I did see that it looks like Stormalong Bay will not reopen with the resort, at least in the first phase of reopenings. Now, Fools will be open, but Stormalong Bay looks like for some reason they called that one out, and it will not open. I'm also seeing rumors that Jumbo House for the Villas, Animal Kingdom Lodge Villas Jumbo House are not going to be open. Everybody will be at Kidani there. Also, here's another interesting thing I want to talk about tonight that I thought was interesting. It's about how they're going to take care of the resort rooms. I'm just going to read this. So with the mousekeeping, with the folks who come in and clean the rooms, it says before a guest arrives, special attention is going to be paid to high-touch areas like remotes, handles, stuff like that. Floors, which Disney says will be steam cleaned and vacuumed between guests. Okay, so that makes sense. Further, this is the interesting thing I think. Housekeeping tools will be cleaned between rooms to reduce the risk of cross-contamination. So that makes sense. You know, they're not going to go in one room to the next without sanitizing their vacuums, their tools. I don't know how that's going to look. That's a lot of work, but it makes sense. And they say, likewise, single-use packaging will be used to protect extra linens and towels, glassware, and additional items that have been cleaned. Pillows are going to be double-cased. So basically what I'm getting is, I guess if they bring in sheets or cups, stuff like that, I don't, you know, not the factory, but from the place where they restock all these items, I guess they're going to put them in plastic sealed bags so that the housekeeper knows and you have confidence that it is sanitized and it has not been touched, because you'll probably be the one maybe who has to bust the bag open. That'd make me feel better. Here's the really interesting part, I thought. During your stay, they call it light cleaning service, will be happening every other day. This includes removing trash, collecting used towels, replenishing with new towels, replenishing amenities in the room and bathroom, wiping and cleaning of vanities and counters, and vacuuming as needed. So that's every other day, which typically if you don't decline housekeeping, it comes every day. But I'm wondering if this is a case of it keeps another person out of your room, you know, 50% more. You know, it's every other day instead of every day, so you're keeping them out of your room. So that was interesting that it's every other day. And also says, because I know people are going to ask, Disney notes that guests may decline every other day service and adds that if guests have more than one room on the reservations, declining cleaning will apply to all rooms on the reservation. So if you decline for the gift card, I guess they're going to give that still, you do it for everybody. So I guess you got to come to some kind of a consensus there, what works best for you. If you're DVC, it's going to happen on the 4th and 8th days of your stay that you'll get the cleaning, and you can also decline that there. So that's basically what I have in the form of news. Ricky is currently working on a news article. She says it's going to be a whopper, and it's going to be over at themouseforless.com. It'll probably also be on touringplans.com. So follow Ricky at Ricky Nibs, RickiNibs. She's working on it now, and I know you guys want to keep up to date with everything that's happening. So just follow Ricky, and she's going to have all the information. It's a lot easier to read it, bookmark it, favorite it on Twitter so that you can go back to it. If you have a question later tonight, tomorrow evening, and of course this stuff is all changing like by the day, obviously. So just follow Ricky, go to the Mouse for Less, check out all that stuff, and go from there. So let's go. Let's talk about this. So we could talk about the news. That's the news that I have. Again, I just got this literally when I sat down to get set up for the podcast tonight. So I'm learning with you guys at this point. It's weird that it comes out on a Saturday night, but Disney's hustling. But let's talk about the attractions at Walt Disney World that you have experienced less, or an attraction you have never experienced. But more importantly, kind of like Wade says, what's your why? Why have you not experienced that attraction? So I was thinking about this at dinner. We talked about this around the table. I would say the attraction that I've experienced least at Walt Disney World, the teacups and Star Tours, both for the same reason. They kind of make me queasy. So there you go. All right, Alfred is on the line. Let's get this show rolling. Alfred, what's up?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm stuffed. I had one too many pancakes for dinner, and now it's, you know, pancakes like expand in you. So I feel like I could bust it. If I explode at any moment on the air, it was nice knowing everybody because I had one too many pancakes.
and I had sausage bread and salad for dinner.
I had sausage in my, like, scramble bowl with everything else, hash browns, eggs, all that good stuff. Sounds good, though.
We always start with food. Why is
this? It's because we're... Because that's what we do. That's, you know, we go to Disney to experience the food. That's it. So how was your day? How was your Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, you still got about 6 hours.
Today.
Well, hang in there. It can get better.
Yeah. No, not that anything like that. I just don't feel that good. Maybe because of the heat. I'm not sure.
It is so hot here. It is so, right now, it's still 95. It's 7 o'clock at night. It's ridiculous. Like,
I don't know
not
what the temperature
off.
Is here, but it's very humid. I'm like, oh, it's not good.
I hear you. All right, so give us, because we're going to have a lot to talk about tonight. What do you think about this news? Let's go to the news first.
Okay. Oh, God, there's so much in the news. Where do I start? I'll start with mousekeeping.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea. I usually go and tell them I don't want mousekeeping. But they had changed the rules, and they had to come in every day to check the room.
Yep.
So you don't have a choice anymore. But I guess they're backing up on that rule.
I wonder how they come to these decisions. Obviously, they have experts in the field, and I'm sure that they're, again, because we see this at every place you go in New York, every place I go here in St. Charles, Missouri, is that you don't want to have a lot of contact between, you know, folks working and guests, and that is a way to reduce it by half. But I guess it makes sense because that way your room, at least for 48 hours, is just you once you get it kind of set up.
Right.
And the deep cleaning at the beginning is awesome. I like that idea.
Yeah, me too. That's nice. I'm just wondering, like, DVC was always on the 4th and the 8th day. That's not a change.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess because it's 50% of your trip, that's what they're looking at maybe for that. So I like that idea. I like that they're putting everything in plastic.
Yep.
That will make me feel like, okay, they took the time, it's clean, it's sanitized, it's in a bag. Perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
Love that.
Yeah, there's no doubt if it's sealed. Like you, and if you like it, but here's the thing. At the Deluxe and like Coronado Springs, they have the glassware, you know, like four glasses or whatever. It's I always consider it fancy. But I want to say at the Value Resort, you get the, like, styrofoam cups. But I think those were individually wrapped, so they'll probably just go to the styrofoam cups all around. That's easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's fine. I can do that.
I definitely can do that, because then I know they're already sealed and done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry. Now, a question I have for you before I go on. What's happening with refillable mugs?
That is the million-dollar question, because... it's a big moneymaker for Disney. But again, Disney's putting, I know that they can't look at like how they did 6 months ago. Like that's a big moneymaker. Mm-hmm. Soda's free. You charge somebody $28, you know, for a week of soda and you're rolling it in. Here's the thing though. I didn't think that, like, we have these gas stations called QT. I don't know if you guys have them in here. I don't think you do. They're kind of a Midwestern thing. But it's like it's like a 7-Eleven. You know, it's the gas station. Yeah. You go in, it's got the hot dogs.
Like a Quick Mart.
Yeah, it's got the whole thing in there. But they have the refillable, you know, they have these real cheap styrofoam cups, like $49 sodas. Or $0.49 sodas. In the styrofoam cup. And right initially, they shut down all the soda machines. You know, you couldn't make your own soda. But that's back to normal, and you can go back in there and fill her up, and okay. So that's normal here. It just scares me, though, that people are, you know, because that is a cross-contamination accident waiting to happen, I think.
Do you think so?
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Kids are up there. Kids
because
are gross.
Well, that's true. But if you have your mug, the thing is you have to press the button. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it has that chip in it. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't touch it.
It's not automatic. You could just push your cup against.
But think how many people. But think how many people touch that. But I mean, this is going to happen all over property, though. This isn't the only one. But I mean, there's going to be a million people touching that. You know, whatever the button is that makes the soda come out. But that's going to be everywhere.
Yeah. I'm not sure on that one.
I don't either. Yeah.
What they're going to do? Maybe they're going to have someone doing it for you.
That's what I think it's going to be.
Person.
That's what I would say it would be. Yes.
Yeah, because they can't just stop doing that. That they will lose a lot of money on.
Oh
that.
Yeah, dude, that's got it. That's a pure profit.
And at a time when they want to make some money, I think they have to have it. Okay, what's next?
So we got so that's really about it. We got the that's about it for the news. So
I think,
go ahead.
I think the resorts, only some of them opening, is because they did say starting June 22nd, DVC was opening their resorts. Now, I'm not sure why they're not opening Animal Kingdom Lodge. That I heard that already before you even mentioned it.
I haven't confirmed that. Like, that one I've just seen all over the place, but I have not really confirmed that one.
So I don't know why that is. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe it's too tight. I don't know. Maybe they can't figure out how to social distance.
That's it.
In there.
Yeah.
I would say they should open Jumbo House because there's more room there than Kidani.
Well, plus you could open Jumbo House and eventually you're going to have the general public side of Jumbo House open. And, you know, you could basically shut down Kidani and save a lot of, you know, a lot of the logistics of getting down there.
Yeah, so that's that. Next would be, I did find something else out that was interesting, and I'd like to share. Yeah. It does look like they are going to have the expo next year.
So the expo for, D23 expo?
D23,
yeah.
Yep.
I've never been.
My God, it's amazing. So, should try to do it.
I know, I need to. I always tell myself, though, like, I would rather experience the fun of the theme parks than go hear about it. Because, here's why. It's not like, I would enjoy it, but people that go and cover it, like Matt Parrish and, you know, this other people in the community that go, they do such a good job of coming back and sharing everything and even doing it live you know, on Twitter and stuff that, you know, I only have X amount of dollars. So I'll just like watch somebody else that's there, enjoy all that stuff, and then go on a trip.
True, but it's not the same.
Let me tell you. I get it.
Just to be able to be in the convention center, go to the different panels, see the show floor. It's amazing. It really is. Now, I think it's going to be very limited.
Yeah.
With how many people they're going to let in.
I think that's how the world is, right?
They let in like 30,000 people.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
The last time. No. They need to go back to 2009 when there was maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
Well,
if you look at this as an optimist, and I think you are, and I definitely am, it's one of those things like you're either going to get shut out, which means that stinks, but
you're going to be disappointed.
But if you get in, it's going to be a sweet experience because it's going to be lower crowds than you've ever seen. Yeah. So it's like if you get in, you got a great experience. Yeah.
Yep. Because that was how it was in 2009. Because I went to that one and I did everything.
Yeah.
But it was also 4 days. So they, and I wish they would go back to that too, because they would repeat panels so that everyone had a chance to do it. And then all of a sudden they thought they were Comic-Con and it all changed.
I gotta jump in here because Joe Laszlo just had a great comment in the live chat I just caught up with. He says, you know, they're going to encourage us to use contactless payment on all of our transactions. We have magic bands now, but think about it. This just hit me. This is why they're pushing Apple Pay. It's the default right now in my Disney experience, even more than magic bands, because every time you use a magic band, you got to type in your 4-digit PIN number on the keypad with an Apple Watch or a phone. You don't have to touch anything.
No.
I didn't think about that. Nope. Joe's so smart. I can't tell him that, but Joe's smart.
Yeah. Okay, now, least experienced attraction?
Yes. Or never. Is there anything? Because I don't think there's anything I've never done except Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, just because I haven't gotten there.
Right, me too. That I haven't done either. I think I've done everything else. But least would have to be either. No, it's actually your favorite ride.
What's that?
Space Mountain.
Oh, I love Space Mountain. I can't take it anymore, but I love it.
I can't stand it. Believe it or not.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to get off but I enjoy it every time.
Yeah. And a tie with that is Tower of Terror.
I can do it once, not more.
I did it once, and I've never done it again.
Yep, I'm with you.
So those two rides are the least.
So you got two e-tickets for your lease. Mine's teacups and, what did I say, Star Tours. So I got an e-ticket and like a C ticket.
So. Hey, I love Star Tours. It's so fun. Oh, and I love the teacups.
I can't take it, man. My stomach. Also, festival. Flight of Passage gets me a little bit, and then I had another one.
Really? Oh, I love that.
Mission Space 2. I can do it like once a year.
I love that too.
That's it. Yeah.
When they first opened that ride, I went on Mission Space. I did it once. I went on the right after because I wanted the next spot. Then I took about a 15-minute break, and I went and took the other two spots.
Man, no thanks. Mm-hmm. I don't tempt fate. Yep. If I survive one time without having a bio spill, I mark it as a victory and move on. That's how it is.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, hey, Alfred, it's good talking to you tonight because I'm gonna try to get everybody else in here. But Sunday night's a big
but
show.
I wasn't on last night. My call.
Well, we had so many calls coming in. I just take them in the order they come in. It was crazy last night. Everybody's got pixie dust.
Yeah, really.
I'm saying, but yeah,
and
we'll talk tomorrow.
Everyone does.
And I've got you.
Really does a great job.
Well, I can't pick up my computer, but I have your name. When you call in, I see your name. I don't even see your phone number anymore. You're my contact, so I'll get you in.
Oh, God. Okay. Did you see the picture? And that's the last thing I'm going to say.
I have not, because I didn't see it tagged. Can you do it again or send it to me some other way?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Because I did not see it mentioned in my timeline, but I'm terrible at Facebook.
Okay.
And I didn't see it on Instagram either.
I'll go to Twitter, and I'll actually post it on your
Twitter.
Yeah,
there. Twitter I'm better at. Twitter's my jam.
Okay.
The others, I've just kind of make it. Yeah, I know Twitter's easier. It's like just little sentences. Facebook and everything's confusing. Like people send me these private messages on Instagram and like I'll have that little number on my home screen. And for the life of me, there's times I cannot find where that notification is coming from. Like it'll be a week with like a number 3 and I'm like, I swear I've looked everywhere on Instagram in every tab. I can't find where the 3 things are, and it's a mess. So, and then I stumble upon it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not good.
Yeah.
I'm learning though.
Okay.
All right, Alfred, I'll cut you loose. So have a good Saturday night. Talk to you tomorrow night, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Stay safe.
Right,
okay.
Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Give me a call. Let's talk about these new changes coming here before 4th of July. Again, remember all these trips that are happening before the 4th of July. The parks don't even open until July 11th, so that's kind of an interesting situation. But I saw that Jennifer, who just completed the Lizard Marathon Challenge over the last 24 hours. Congratulations, her and Jocelyn. I can't believe it. It's so hot. Anybody did that? You guys, unreal. She says that the MLS is going to be in Jumbo, according to reports. So MLS is Major League Soccer. So maybe that would make sense that they would close off, because it's not a huge DVC area in Jumbo. Yeah, to me, if that rumor has legs. I mean, if I'm trying to connect the dots, I would say that, that could be true. And I'm not confirming anything, but that sounds right. It could work. The caller that just tried to call again. I had to reset Skype. So 407-413-9395. Also, she says that at Coronado, they're going to put two basketball courts and a weight room in the convention center for practices. And that is why you pick Coronado. Coronado has a huge area for conventions. And you might think, they're going to put basketball courts in there? Oh, they could easily. In the convention area at Coronado, they could probably put half dozen basketball court, full-length basketball courts around that area, and also weight facilities, team meeting rooms, stuff like that. So that makes sense. It is an interesting time. We'll look back on this and say, do you remember when? And we'll be like, I can't believe it. It's crazy. All right, next call is on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. This is Justin down in Tampa.
What's
up?
Hey, long time no talk. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, doing good. Sorry, it's been a few weeks since I've been able to get in. Been a little busy working late around the house.
I hear you. Things are crazy, so we're always here. No worries.
Yeah.
So what?
So, the ride that I haven't been able to ride. I guess I rode it as a kid, but I haven't been able to ride the last couple of years. Having our APs, the family, is the train at the Magic Kingdom. And the reason? Because it's closed because of Tron.
I was going to say, wait, if you can't ride the train, I got to hear this reason as to the train creeps. And it's, you know what? Actually, I think I was talking with, was it somebody on one of these shows or was it Mallory? I was having a conversation the other day and they go, you know what I really miss? And I'm like, what? You don't think it's going to be some like long gone snack or some really cool,
right.
The train.
Right.
And it is. I mean, I thought about that. And I'm like, God, I do. I miss the train too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember as a kid for sure. And then, you know, they still have it parked up there, you know, right as you walk in Magic Kingdom. So the kids have been up there, you know, they let them ring the bell and stuff like that. So they've been itching to ride that train. They've been asking for the last, like, you know, year and a half now to ride the train. So I can't wait for it to come back online.
Yeah, same. It's one of those things that, you know, I probably skipped the train for like two or three trips in a row, but now that I haven't had, it's going to be like Walt Disney World as a whole. Like it was there. I was like, I'll ride it next time. I'm not going to ride it today. And, you know, then all of a sudden you're getting on Magical Express, you're headed home. And, but yeah, I'm going to be on that sucker as soon as it opens. I can't wait. I love trains.
Yeah,
we have trains. I love trains.
Yeah. If it wasn't there, it would like take a piece of your heart out though. Right. It'd be like, if you found like the Tiki Birds weren't there, you know, it's like, I like being able to walk by and know it's there. You know, I don't go every time, but it's nice to know that it's there.
I agree. Because the thing is, I mean, obviously all of us Disney fans know that, you know, that connection back to Walt. And like, you know, I've been to Marceline.
Exactly.
The time I went to Marceline when my wife surprised me for my very first Father's Day, and we stayed in the bed and breakfast in Marceline. I remember that it was a Saturday night going into a Sunday, and there was nothing open in Marceline after like 6 o'clock in the evening on Saturday night. There was not a thing open. So we could basically just sit in the room above the Uptown Theater and just watch TV. But what we ended up doing was walking down to where the museum is for Walt Disney. And right next to that building are the train tracks, and freight trains go by every so often. And we just sat there and, you know, watch the trains go by, because, you know, I'm thinking, God, this is what Walt did. Like, this is in his old town. And he watched these, you know, not these trains,
right,
but he watched trains in the same spot. And it was amazing. And it just brought me right back to like Walt Disney World. And of course, Disneyland, where it all started. So yeah, trains are essential. Talk about essential workers. That's the train.
Yeah. We took our family vacation to my grandfather's house in West Virginia every summer, once a year growing up. And he lived he can throw a rock and hit it right off the side of a train track. And, you know, West Virginia is coal country.
Yep.
So, I mean, you have a train come by every 30 minutes. I mean, sometimes a day. I mean, it's always trains going by, you know, and there's a little small intersection there. So they always blow the horns when they're going by. And it's just so natural to hear it up there. And, you know, I live in Florida. Like, we don't, you know, not a lot of trains around here. I do have, we do have train tracks probably about maybe 3 or 4 miles away. And I hear them maybe once every 3 or 4 months. When I do, I always think my grandfather in West Virginia, but yeah. It's kind of funny.
So my grandparents are from Ashland, Kentucky, actually a little town called Catlettsburg. And it's funny because this past like 3 or 4 days, I've been emailing with a listener. We were emailing about some totally different topic. And he said he was from Cincinnati. And I said, oh, my grandparents grew up, you know, Cincinnati was the nearest town. And he's like, well, I didn't really grow up in Cincinnati. I grew up in Ashland. I'm like, oh my gosh. So he knows like one of my like great aunts or something that lives there. And but the same thing, that was coal country where they lived, right there at West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky, where they all meet up on right. The Ohio River there. And, you know, I love, you know, the history and the kind of the blue collarness of all that stuff. You know, my grandparents were dirt poor, and I love seeing that. And every time I hear a train whistle, it reminds me two people, my grandparents and Walt Disney. So trains are awesome to me.
Yeah. I mean, it is really fascinating for people who don't know. You look into like mining, and like, there's definitely museums in that area on mining. And you find out that like, man, these early day miners, they really sacrificed because they didn't really know the dangers and like what they were giving. They weren't just giving their time, and they were giving like, you know, their bodies, their lives to, you know, to pursue this energy for the country that was booming. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So if you're any into space, or if you want to learn about coal country, again, Homer Hickam's book, October Sky, or not October Sky, the book's called Rocket Boys. The movie that they made out of it was called October Sky. But read the book. It talks all about Coalwood, West Virginia. Now, the town's not there anymore. It was a company town. It closed down when the mine closed. But his dad was a foreman in the mines, and his dad thought that, you know, all the kids that, you know, all the guys that were in high school, you graduated high school, you worked in the mine. And Homer didn't want to do that. He wanted to pursue science, so he went off and worked for NASA eventually. So good story. Space and coal country and Disney. Boy, we're all together here. I like it.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of tiki birds, I just thought I kind of a cool idea for a topic maybe for a night, like a this or that, the tiki birds or the carousel progress and why. Those are like, you know, the two OGs for Magic Kingdom. I feel like people are like definitely in one camp or the other.
Oh, man, I don't know. I guess I would go carousel progress myself, but
yeah, I would. Yeah, you're more of a future world guy anyways.
totally. Yeah, land me there. I'm a science guy. That's cool. Well, hey, thanks for the topic, and you stay safe, and don't be so long, and take care of that family.
Will do. Thank you, Mike.
All right, see you, Justin. Great talking to you, buddy. Right, bye-bye.
You too.
All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Another great call from Justin. Love hearing from him. James J., he hasn't been on Rise just because I could only get one boarding pass on opening day. That's right. Mickey and Minnie's is mine. I haven't been on that yet just because I got shut out. I was going to go down and ride it, and the park's closed on me. So very few have been on that attraction. Let's see. What else do we have? I'm trying to think. A lot of folks, shockingly in the chat, the ride that most people haven't done is Tower of Terror, which I get the drop thing. But like the queue and the music, and it's such a great experience. The pre-show's awesome. But I get the Tower of Terror thing. It kind of makes me want to, I can do it once, and then, you know, once a day I can do, and then I'm okay. But I wouldn't go on it over and over like some of the kids. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa.
What's
happy
going on?
Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday.
I know, it's a different number again. I'm having some phone issues. Got to call Verizon. So
nothing worse.
Not to throw you off. So this is lots of news today and also a fun topic. Because I think a lot of us talk about our favorite rides, so it's kind of interesting to think of like rides that we either don't like or maybe avoid altogether.
Well, see, the thing is, like, so Star Tours, it just tears me up because I am like tonight. I don't know if you saw it last night, but, you know, there's no live PD this weekend. So, and I always, that's like my, for the last, like, you've heard me talk about on the podcast for years. That's what we do on Friday nights. We get ice cream, we watch live PD. It's crazy because you never know what you're going to see. You know, somebody getting pulled over for, like, you know, having three wheels missing on their car or, you know, it's just such a stupid show, but it's fun to watch. But it's not on this weekend, so tonight I want to watch, I guess I'm going to watch Star Wars. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, so I guess I'll watch one of the Star Wars movies. But the thing about that is, God, I love Star Wars and I can't do Star Tours. And about every 5 years, I'm like, maybe I can do it. As soon as they close that hatch, like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. And it hasn't even started. Like, it's in my head now. I can't, Oh, I just can't do simulators. I wish I could. It's horrible.
Yeah, and with Live PD, I because you know I work in like Stephen Street, so like I saw that news, I was like, well, I'm not going to be the one to tell him. So
yeah, no, my wife didn't even tell me. She's like, because she knew like I came rolling up the steps. I'm like, yeah, we're good. Had a good podcast tonight. We're done. You know, we had a lot of good calls. We're talking about Pixie Dust. We're gonna get some Dairy Queen here in a little bit. Drive the Jeep down. You know, watch a little Live PD. And it was like, she showed me the text. I was like, oh, man, no way. It's my favorite show. You know, so I was like, oh, well, what are you going to do? No, and then I was, but the thing is, I'm totally lost now because it's like when you're in a routine, I'm such a routine person. Like last night, I just kind of was like, what do we do now? Like, I don't know what to do on a Friday night anymore. It's so sad. Things are messed up.
Oh, yeah. I think this is one of the reasons you and I get along. Like, you know, because even like some days with running, like if I don't feel like running, I'm just like, well, I have to do it. I don't really have a choice. It's just a running day. I don't know what to, I just got to do it. It's my routine.
Seriously. I know, because if not, you're just like, oh my God, my day hasn't started yet and it's noon because I haven't run. Exactly.
Absolutely. So Star Tours is actually one of mine for a similar reason. I've been on it. But, and you know, I'm a huge, huge Star Wars fan. So it kind of makes me sad, but it just, I don't know, like the like same reason as you, like that simulator, like really, really gets to me. Like for some reason, Flight of Passage doesn't bother me as much. And I don't know, I kind of hate to say this, but I feel like with Flight of Passage, even if I get a little nauseous, it almost feels more worth it. I don't know if that's just because there's something kind of cool about, you know, how most of your senses are really engaged, not really taste, I don't know, but and how sometimes if you like look through the corner of your eye and just like seeing the reactions of the other people. But Star Tours, as much as I love Star Wars, you know, and love how like, you know, Vader's there because, you know, he's not like obviously in Galaxy's Edge because he's technically dead. So I guess we could see Force Ghost Anakin if we want to.
That's
but
true. That'd be sweet.
But but, you know, like when I'm on there, I'm just like, is this ride over yet? Dear God. Like, so I did like a couple years ago and I was like, nope, not doing it again. But so Star Tours is definitely one. I actually still have never, I've never done the Navi River Journey. And the main reason for that is just because, you know, if I'm in, when I'm in Animal Kingdom, I usually try to do my fast passes for like Flight of Passage, Everest, and Safari. And then, you know, for Navi, I always tell myself I'm going to try to do it, but then the line is always so long that it's, whenever I've tried, it's like, well, I'd like to try this ride because I haven't been on it, but is it worth an hour wait? I don't know. Like, I don't really want to, I don't really like waiting that long for anything, to be honest.
So you know what? I'm blown away by that ride, though. That ride is visually and has such a cool soundtrack to it. It's, again, I'm not a big Flight of Passage fan. Just here's why I think Flight of Passage doesn't make you feel quite as ill as Star Tours is that there's more physicality to it, you know, than like Star Tours. You're basically sitting in a seat. Obviously on Flight of Passage, right, you're kind of on the Banshee, kind of like a motorcycle type thing looking like, you know, and you're strapped in. Another thing, they blow that air in your face, which definitely helps. So I think that's why it's not as, you know, I would get more sick on Star Tours than Flight of Passage, but Navi, I get that you've never done it, but it's worth an hour away. It's short. It's not long, but man, you go out of there like, holy cow, it is so cool looking in there. Like, I just want to stop and take it all in. The shame of it is you can't see it all. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing, but you're just, you know, like the boats almost float too fast. Like you just like, slow me down. I want to check it all out. I love it.
Okay. I think that's a good, that's making me want to check it out. Maybe January I'll try it. But I've definitely, it looks beautiful like, from the photos.
It is.
But yeah, I'll try to, I mean, you know how much I love Splash Mountain. I don't even know if I'd wait an hour for Splash Mountain. I don't know, man. I'll try to get on Navi.
I'd ride Splash Mountain today without the boat. It's so hot here. I just put me on the conveyor belt. Let me shoot down the hill, just head first, like Summit Plummet. Because usually I'm complaining that I don't want to get wet. It is so hot and there's no swimming pools open around here. It's ridiculous.
Humidity in the 90s. I was like getting so desperate. I was like, because there's like a couple like hotels like in walking distance from us because, you know, we're still like avoiding using public transportation. I was like, do the hotels near us, do they have like an indoor swimming pool? Should we like try to book a night just to like,
seriously,
try to get a pool?
I know. Mallory loves, I mean, obviously most like teens and preteens all want to swim. You know, it's part of like, that's what we did when we were that, you know, it's like if you watch The Sandlot, that's what they do. They hang at the pool and they play baseball. But, you know, we have nowhere to go right now. And it's, you know, it didn't hit until this week when it got in the 90s, you know, because everybody would be in the, and we just moved to this area that's got like the best swimming pools and they're not opening this year. It's like, such a bummer.
That sounds so nice.
I know.
And then, I mean, I have a couple of, like, I mean, I've already told you that I haven't done Fantasmic yet, and I think I hurt you a bit, but I, like, I've never done Imagination with Figment, but I don't know, like, I think that's mainly just because just not having time for it, and I know, you know, I'm not really, you know, like, I know, like, everyone has a different opinions, but I know that the current version isn't that as popular as the older one, so I'm just kind of like, you know, with my, if I'm in Epcot, it just doesn't, if appeal to me, and I don't know, I haven't done like Tomorrowland Speedway since I was a kid. I think that's another one for sure that definitely don't do.
I did it when Mallory was little. I probably haven't done it, but I like, you know what, the thing about Tomorrowland Speedway, when I do it, I crack up. I don't know why, but it cracks me up because I can't keep the thing from hitting that middle divider, and it's just like, and I used to drive an MGB, which was barely bigger than those little cars that you get in there. So it kind of takes me back to when I was 16.
Right.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like on a hot summer day, that's the worst attraction because all you're doing is breathing in all those gas fumes. So don't do it on a hot summer night. It's brutal.
And even at like more local parks, like at like Hershey Park or Dorney Park, you know, I feel like any of those rides that are more like you're driving your own car, whether it's like an old car or more modern one, or you're driving your own boat, they always sound kind of interesting, but they're like so hard to drive.
The steering is so screwed. I guess because if like four-year-olds are driving them all day long, it probably screws up the steering. But yeah, we have the same at Six Flags here by us. We have what are called the moon cars, and they're like those old like at the beginning, you know, like where they got dropped off, like at the beginning of Titanic, you know, those cars that have like two rows and you know, like, so we have those, and it's same thing. It's got the divider, and it's just no matter how good of a driver you are, you're just like, grr, grr, grr. But I mean, it makes you crack up because people like Mallory's like, knock it off. I'm like, I can't, I'm trying, like, whatever, I can't stop. And usually she's driving, and it's just horrible. I'm never letting her drive my Jeep ever.
Those make me feel like, I mean, I honestly haven't really driven too much in a few years with living in New York City, but that those kinds of things make me feel like a horrible driver. I'm like, oh no, this is just telling me nothing. But definitely has been like a few of those rides for sure. You know, interesting topic and a huge news day. I mean, that's kind of interesting of how, like, I don't have a reservation currently like for the summer, but you know, the fact that I think, but like you said, I think at the top of the show that if you hypothetically had a reservation at somewhere like Pop, it's looking like it would have to go to like a DVC resort, I guess, which that kind of sucks. I mean, it's kind of pricing out.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Yeah, I mean, if you're staying at Pop Century, obviously it's going to be a stretch to even go to like an Old Key West, which is probably going to be at least I don't even know how much availability is going to be there. But I mean, what I'm guessing is Old Key West in a deluxe studio is going to be your least expensive option if it's there. And that's at least going to double your price. And that's just, it's just a drag. You know, right now I get Disney's in a pickle. They're making this stuff up as they go to make it as best they can. But I mean, that's a hard sell. You know, like I called in, they announced this on, what is today, Saturday. So they announced this yesterday morning and I was on the phones getting ready to make modifications. But like, you know, you can't modify except to a DVC resort, which didn't work for really any of my guests. You know, it's just because, you know, it's hard, you know, but I'm just hoping that this July period is a period where they can get the parks open, they can start getting the resorts open, and we can start to move quickly back to a new normal. Because the thing is, like, I didn't expect like these states to go from like phase one to phase two to phase three to phase four as quickly as they are. And a lot of states are kind of ripping through the levels, you know, getting going from the very first like stage one opening to like bars being open within 3 weeks. So I'm hoping it works the same with Disney that it, I mean, because Universal, it looks like it's going okay there. I mean, I haven't heard anything horrible. So I think and I want them to succeed because if they succeed, I think Disney will succeed. So we'll see.
Yeah, the only, I think, negative stuff I've seen with Universal is just kind of, I guess, related to what I joked was like my PSA last week of like, you know, once, you know, there are some people that, you know, are going to maybe not be as mindful of social distancing or masks at all times. But I think that's, you know, I think I've said this before, like if you're just kind of mindful of that and, you know, the idea that you can't, you know, you can't control what everyone else is going to do. Like I certainly like, again, like have the stress when I go outside. I'm like, oh, why isn't your mask on? Or why are you not, like, why are you so close to me or whatever? But, you know, if you just try to be mindful and have a good time and, you know, respect other people's space and try to respect their, because I mean, it is going to be stressful. Like if for nothing else, even if you, you know, practice wearing a mask and done all that, I mean, there's going to be delays for transportation probably if they're spacing people out. And
yep. They even pretty much said, they said like, it said resort transportation, and they use that word on a limited limited capacity or something like that. I'm like, ooh, that doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah, for sure. And I was kind of, it's interesting that there's no minivans. I think I saw that, right?
Yep,
that's
yep.
One of them.
Well, because I think you're going to be sitting right next to the driver otherwise, you know, you're within 6 feet. That's what I would guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're also not around there, just your family and that one driver. But I got to show you, because I got to run, but I got to show you something. If you're watching the video, I got two things.
Yes,
it's show and tell tonight. So let me get my hat off here. Look at this. I have a BOGP neck gaiter now. Yes.
Yes, I'm so proud.
So if I go to New York City, I can run and look cool. Ben Lappin sent me this. One of our great lizards. He does all the shirts. He's another great agent at the Magic for Less. Let me take this off. Or let me just leave it.
Ben saved my life. Ben like did that for, yeah, Ben is the best for sure.
But you got to see this. Okay. That's just like that's like the appetizer. Ben is the best. And I haven't even had a chance because I just got this right before the show came on. Look at this, everybody in the live chat. I got this to hang in the studio. Boom. Look at that.
Nice.
He made me a wooden name tag. I should talk into the microphone. It's a wooden name tag that says Mike from St. Peter's, Missouri. And it's going to hang right here in the studio. I wish I could hang it like on this wall behind me, except that wall is paper. So
right.
It won't hang there.
This it looks so cool,
big.
Though.
I know it does look cool. Yeah, I like it, but it's paper. Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty sweet of Ben. He is the nicest guy. We were roommates down at when I went to Universal for our trainings. He's got the best family. He is. You cannot meet a better man. Everybody on the Lizards is so kind, but I mean, just like Ben and Mike, I mean, they'll do anything for anybody. And it's just, I almost cried when I opened up the package tonight. It was so amazing. So.
Oh, for sure. Cause like back in March when I was like, I was concerned, I was like, well, I want to, you know, at least have a mask with me, even if I pull it down, like if no one's around, but then the regular mask around your ears seemed uncomfortable for me. So I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know what to do. Like, does anyone have neck gaiters? And I was like, I have one. I can send you a lizard one. I was like, oh my God. And it's been wonderful. So,
yeah, here we go. I'm set.
Yeah, tonight, and we have matching neck gaiters.
Yeah, perfect. That's it. Now I can wear this. I can just keep it right here and pull it up. I need it. I read the bag. There's like 15 different ways you can wear it. So I got to practice.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'll attempt these.
All right. I got to roll because there's other folks trying to get in. We have about 12 minutes left. So I want to get everybody in. But give us a holler tomorrow night. Sunday night's a big show.
Yep. Have
All
a good night.
Have a good one. Good talking to you.
Enjoy the gator.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My neck is getting warm. All right, let's get to our next call. 727. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, this is Andrea from Florida.
Hey, Andrea, what's going on?
Hey, we're getting a lot of rain here. I was just giving a call just to, I had two things. I have my attraction, and then the other is I just wanted your take on for the very first time, we made reservations for Jumbo House in early July.
Welcome to my world.
No.
Welcome to my world. That is something that would totally happen to me. Like the pandemic would just be in general. Like, oh yeah, man, for the first time ever, I'm going down in April. Wrong.
We're heading over. Wrong. So we're just because our trip, of course, in April, we were supposed to run Star Wars and that got canceled. So we said, you know what, for the summer, we're going to do a splurge. We've never... And so now I guess we just keep our fingers crossed and hope they can move us to Kidani, or what do you think?
That's what I would
or
guess.
I don't know.
Yeah,
do
because
we know?
I would
okay.
guess, again, I don't know like what they're going to do. Because again, it's really interesting to me how they're doing this because they're using this is the question that I had. Okay. And I don't have an answer to this because as travel agents, mm-hmm. we can only work with non-DVC reservations, consumer side, you know,
right.
They're non-DVC. Right. So
Right.
The thing is, though, by enforcing this and telling everybody that wants to come down, they have to stay at a DVC resort.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're cutting into the DVC inventory, and I would think they would have to accommodate the DVC members first because they're the technical owners of the properties, you know. So the way it always works is that you can book a DVC accommodation on cash, but the DVC owners get to book it 11 months. They usually turn the inventory over to us at about 7 months. So it's really interesting how it's only DVC because they're really tightening down the availability. But maybe that's the goal of the whole thing.
I guess. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed. We're just like, well, we'll figure it out. So, all right. Well, thanks. And then for the attraction, I'm going to say I go on Mission Space, but I only do green. So my family laughs at me, but I cannot even try the orange. The thought of that just,
Well, you know what? The green's better. I really like the green now that they've changed it to where it's somebody along when they changed it, they said it's almost like Soarin' in space, and I love Soarin'. And so I like the green side better. The orange side, though, like, you know, I worked at space camp. I always thought, I should have been an astronaut. There's like 1,000 reasons why I couldn't be an astronaut. I'm too tall. I can't see very well. I'm not in the best shape. I'm probably not smart. You know, there's a lot of reasons why I can't be an astronaut. But, like, going on Mission Space, I've done it a couple times on the orange side. Mm-hmm. And it's intense. And they say it's, you know, you feel the G's and stuff. But the whole time, everybody's always told me, don't turn your head or else you'll immediately throw up. So, like, I enjoy the attraction, but the whole time I'm just more focused on, like, God, don't move your head, whatever you do. So all I'm worried about is just not moving my head. I don't even listen to trying to push buttons, but like not moving my neck at all. Just like, okay, I think I see it over here. Yeah, it's fun, but it's not relaxing at all. It's just it's an experience.
So I'm afraid to try it. So I just like that's the one I would say. That's the only thing I haven't done.
Everybody's talking about this attraction, and I want to get your take on this because I hate this one too, and I totally forgot. Primeval Whirl over at Animal Kingdom. I hate that thing. I've done it a couple times, but I hate it. Oh.
We've done it. The first time we did it, I have to say I didn't enjoy it because our kids were, I can't remember how, they were about maybe 7 years old, and four of us were crammed in there, and it was not a good experience.
Oh.
It was like, I am not going on. Then, you know, as time has gone on and, you know, as they were getting older, we'd send them by themselves. And then, so I have been on it since then. And it's, if you've got space, but the first time we went on it and it was four of us all crammed together and a lot of whipping around. But now I like it. So I have done that one. Oof.
So the first time
I did it. And I don't mind it.
Oh, okay. It's rough though. Is it not rough? Maybe I'm just getting old. It's rough. Okay,
it's rough.
Okay,
it's
good.
Rough.
Okay, good. It's not just me. So the first time I did it, though, this was when we took, this is a long time ago. This was our trip where we took Paige and her best friend, Molly. They were 7 at the time. So she's 23 now. This is a long time ago. I didn't know what was going on back then. You know, we were just like the rookies making every rookie mistake. So anyway, we get up super early. I think we had like a 7:30 Chef Mickey's breakfast ADR because we wanted to meet the characters. You know, we saw it in a guidebook. Got to do it. I mean, we did it. We ate it up. And of course, I can't help myself on an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, man. I was just like, I ate enough probably for 5 people. The girls ate all kinds of stuff. And so we're like, okay, so after Chef Mickey's, we're going over to the Animal Kingdom. So we're like, that's cool. Super hot. It was a trip it was in early August. It was so smoking hot this day. And so, of course, the first ride we do when we get over there is Primeval Whirl. So imagine like going to like the biggest all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and having heavy stuff like sausage and hash browns and all in the middle of summer and then getting on this spinny up and down. I was just like, this is the worst idea.
No.
Yeah, so that's why it brings back horrible memories. I didn't get sick, but I was on the verge.
that would do me in, I think. So I agree.
I can't even look at it anymore. Like during the marathon, we run right past it, and I'm kind of like, I'm not making eye contact with you, Primeval World. That's it. Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. It's so good to hear from you. And don't be a stranger.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good night. Good talking to you.
Bye bye. Thanks. Bye bye.
Yes. Mike in that's what I call it, Primeval Hurl. I've called it that ever since, even though fortunately I have not fallen a victim all the way to the attraction. And I know a lot of people in here, Joe called it. This is the Primeval Whirl Appreciation Society tonight. I think these are the only people that like this. Well, no, there's usually a line, but oh, that ride. Whoever gave, it's an up and down roller coaster that's rough, and on top of it, it spins. Who, I know it's called like the Wild Mouse or something, but who wants to ride that thing? I just can't imagine. That thing is rough, and it just, oh man, it's rough. All right, well, that's been a fun hour. We got to talk about our least experienced attractions. We talked about a little bit of Disney news. Again, follow Ricky over on themouseforless.com. Also, she'll have her articles up on touringplans.com on the blog there. Just follow her on social media at Ricky Nibs, RikkiNibs. And she'll give you all the information. She's putting that article together. It'll probably be out tonight. We'll be back again in 23 hours tomorrow night, the big Sunday night live call-in show, where we can talk about any of the topics from the past week or anything on your mind. Don't forget, you can follow the show or you can support the show three ways. You can book your travel with the Magic for Less Travel, a platinum earmarked agency. Check out all their great services over at themagicforless.com. You can use our Amazon affiliate link at amazon.com/B. Nope, it's not that. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Sorry about that. And you can become a patron of the show. Just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast for all the details over there. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You guys all have a great Saturday night. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I love talking Disney with you guys. So much fun. We're all like-minded. And we have a good time talking Disney. That's what we do. You guys are my peeps. All right, we'll get back together again in 23 hours. Have a great Sunday. Have a great Saturday night. We'll see you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.